This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
6:02 in the a.m. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Ed Norris, Rob Long, Jeremy Kahn on this Thirsty Thursday. Ed, what day is this?
Friday, babe.
You sound all spry.
Yeah.
I am spry.
Ugh, gross.
Knicks won.
Oh, that's
up
right.
Up 2-0.
Remember that time when everyone said that the Knicks won their last game in the series? Maybe they'll say it now, too.
Well, they will, but that's fine. It may be true, but they still up 2-0.
You know how much I love seeing this, and I don't hate the Celtics. I just No, I don't. The Celtics are the only Boston team I like. I finished watching that Netflix. Was it Netflix? No, HBO. HBO Max doc, where it was like eight parts, something like that. But where they go over the history of the Celtics, and it's just awesome seeing everything. The nostalgia, hearing them talk about each other. But I don't hate them. I just like seeing some new blood here. And you pointed it out the other day when you said, hey, if the Warriors go down to the Rockets, and it's almost like a lot of the the old head superstars or the blue bloods aren't in it. So
I didn't want them to, but I wouldn't have mind because of that. You know, you wouldn't have had Kevin Durant. You wouldn't have had
LeBron.
LeBron. You already don't have LeBron. You wouldn't have had Steph.
No Harden. No Kawhi. Yeah. No. Yeah.
The only person that resembles that's right. He's on the same team. I was going to say his teammate from Miami.
Who?
Golden State now.
Oh, Butler.
Butler. But he's on the same team, so they all would have been gone.
Yeah.
I wouldn't have mind.
You know. But Steph, you know, they won, and now you don't get to see Steph for about a week,
I think Steph is done for the playoffs.
Man. I think you're about to see another version of playoff Jimmy.
Someone was telling me that yesterday. Someone was telling me they think Jimmy could get them to the next round.
I think he can. Against Minnesota? Minnesota's a defensive-minded, slow-plotting team where you got to acknowledge they have good defenders. But Jimmy, good defender on Jimmy doesn't matter because he makes contested shots and he gets in your head.
So let me go back to the question that you asked me and Ed earlier this week. If they get by without Steph, again, where do you put Steph on your all-time greats?
He's not. I saw some, who was it? Some NBA player just said that Steph has to be in your top 10. And I'm going,
no, you don't.
Why? Why does he? Tell me why.
Especially when I can name 10 that I'd take over him.
Yeah.
I love him. I think he's great. I love him, Ed, but he ain't in my top 10, bro.
Yeah, I know.
And who would you consider the greatest Knick of all time? Who's do you have a favorite
Patrick
player?
Patrick Ewing, probably.
Okay.
And my favorite player of all time. I mean, my favorite player is right, Charles Oakley, but he's not the greatest player ever.
That's all you had to say, man. That guy's a damn enforcer. That's all he was.
Absolutely.
Somebody said, hey, you'll appreciate this. I showed Rob. They were like, man, why the hell is Patrick Ewing walking in this building look like Avon Barksdale? So he was dressed up yesterday going to the Boston Garden.
Charles Oakley was a monster. Anthony Mason was too, though.
Anthony Mason used to get into a lot of stuff at Harlem clubs. Why anyone would start anything with him is beyond me.
Biggie did.
That's true. Yes.
I got a story to tell.
Kick in the door, waving the 4-4.
I forgot I had my Roscoe with me.
How about that? Oh, he's from Bed-Stuy. Yeah, that explains
it. Don't die.
Yes.
Oh, that's the funniest thing. You know, Anthony Mason never confirmed or denied that story.
I heard he got his daughter tied up in a Brooklyn basement.
Don't face it.
Oh, my God, man.
So I was told by a good friend of mine last night, allegedly, I won't say allegedly because he wouldn't lie to me, there was a bus trip that was supposed to take place in July for Orioles road trip.
Is it getting canceled now?
Uh-huh.
Why? People don't want to go?
Don't want to go.
Oof.
Yep. Don't want to go.
Yep.
You better start paying attention because we're about to hit the point, the time of the year where people have options.
Mm-hmm.
That's the dangerous thing about baseball. It's that inconvenient time of the year where if you're not keeping my interest, there are other things for me to do.
Yep.
And I'm just saying I'm a sports management kind of guy. You better, for the sake of business, turn this thing around.
Funny you say that because I was thinking last night, had the Knicks on, the Maple Leafs, I'm pulling for them in the series. And I had all this hockey to watch and basketball and baseball. Came in third.
Yeah.
Sadly. I mean, and it shouldn't because this is their time of year, but this is a great time of year if you're a sports fan. But
not only that, Ed, think about this. It's June. Now, I know it's not June now, but it's June. Mm-hmm. You're outside, you're grilling.
Absolutely.
Are you going to listen to music or the Orioles?
Right. Yep.
You understand what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
You're getting to the point of the year. Now, I mean, you know what my option, what I'm going to do, but I'm part of that 1% probably that, you know, I'm going to listen and watch regardless of what's going on. And not just because it's my job. I did that before it's my job. But I represent a small minority of people who are going to watch and listen regardless of what's going on. That's a very small amount of people. A small percentage of your population is like that. The rest of your population, you have to keep them interested. You know, I've always said, when M&T Bank Stadium has 71,000 people, those aren't 71,000 football fans. They're not.
Yeah.
There may be 40,000. They're 40,000 football fans.
Some people are there for the party.
Yeah, the rest of those people are there because they want to be a part of something. Yep. Toronto, the Sky Dome, they have two clubs in the stadium. Ed, they have music on when you go in a club, not the ball game. They have music on. You got to step out on a little patio to see the game.
Yeah.
If you're the Sky Dome, do you care? No. All those people bought tickets to get in. So the sports management side of you is great, but you have to be creative to bring people in. That's why the Ravens are doing all these clubs and all this stuff, this luxury suites, because they know they got to keep people. You know, you got to create the place to be. Baseball, because they play every day, you really have to keep people's interest.
Well, and then the other thing, too, with what Ed's saying, I mean, you've got two playoff options, which a lot of times you would kind of say, oh, well, that's got to be above it. I mean, I feel like when me being a basketball fan, with the NBA playoffs going on, when baseball's going on at the same time, baseball's going to get more of my eyes because we're going to talk about it more the next day. And I enjoy watching it. This is a tough watch. Don't get me wrong. I mean, Charlie Morton brought his ERA down. You guys see that?
Yeah.
He's pitched worse.
And then he had that, I don't know if any of you guys have read his comments, heard his comments after the game. It's like,
that's got to be recorded somewhere. That's a post-game interview. It's got to be recorded somewhere.
Yeah, he was just kind of getting in. It's the same thing, and this is where people get frustrated, where he's talking about how he still has good stuff. It's just they're hitting it.
I have it. I can't play a 4.5-minute answer on the radio.
Yeah.
And he literally talked for 4.5 minutes. That was a single answer. And he goes, I don't know if I answered your question or not.
I don't doubt that at all. He and Charlie Morton, I told you guys, he is very, the interview I sent you from spring training. Remember, Joe, that was one question there. And so, how long did that go? 7 minutes?
So when he's telling you he has, like, part of the thing that he brings up in him, when he's telling you he has good stuff, he's talking about his breaking ball is breaking the way it wants. He's got the spin he wants on it. Mm-hmm. His fastball, he's not hitting 89 to 91. It's still, you know, faster than that. So it's not like he lost a ton of velocity. And even some of the other ancillary pitches, he's just not hitting his spots, which is weird for a vet. Like, and you figure of all the things he could do, he did his spots.
And what Jim Palmer's always said, pitching is like real estate. Location, location, location.
Yeah.
It's all about that. You can throw 99 miles an hour if you want. If that thing is right down the heart of the plate, Major League is going to hit it.
But here's the other
way.
Part of it. No matter, like, what if he is, I'm not saying he's tipping his pitches, but, like, what if his delivery and the way he's going about it is showing hitters, hey, when it comes out of his hand, like, that's not going to be a strike? Because Charlie Morton gets a ton of swing and misses on, like, balls, you know, not. I'm not talking about balls going down the plate. I'm talking about off the plate. Guys think it's coming over the plate and they swing and they're like, holy hell, did you see that curveball? Or that freezes them and falls into the box while they're standing there.
Here's what I think the problem is, just watching him. He has not lost the movement on the pitches. They break. They break late, meaning breaking into the strike zone. Well, when he's at his best, the ball stays in the strike zone and disappears. He's throwing now, I think when he's talking about losing his location, now he's throwing out of the strike zone and it's falling into the strike zone. So the ball is landing in the hitter's hitting zone.
Ed, I have a different take on it, though, and I mean, you might be right. I think the problem is that he sucks.
Okay.
He sucks. Well, he sucks. He sucks. He sucks.
Well, as you say often, they both can be true.
Yes, this is very true.
Shuffles at 7:15, but on the other side, we'll continue this conversation. Orioles baseball up next on The Fan.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America. For America.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
That's rocketed out to deep left field, soaring high into the bleachers. Second deck shot for Byron Buxton, a three-run blast, and the Twins are on top with one swing.
That's courtesy of Masson as the Orioles lose 5-2. That's Ben Wagner. They call him Wags. Also a two-run home run by Bader, who came off the bench in the seventh inning. As a pinch hitter, hits his fourth home run of the year against Keegan Aiken. Now, we talked about the start of Charlie Morton, and we talked about his response after the game to reporters. Now, we're not going to play the whole thing, but here's some of that response.
It would be way easier if I was throwing 89 to 91 and my curve wasn't spinning and my changeup wasn't sinking and running and my cutter wasn't consistent, and it would be way easier just to go, you know what, I don't have it anymore. I just don't have the physical talent to do it anymore. But the problem is I do. There's just the outcomes and the results are so bad that there'll be times just randomly in the day, I'll think about it. I'll think about like how poorly I've pitched and I'll think about how bad the results are. And honestly, it feels like, it's almost like shocking to me.
It's not to me. I've seen it for a while now, Charlie. It's not good. It's just not cutting it.
And that sounds like a man who's near the end, well, mentally. By the way, he said if he was throwing 89, 91 miles an hour. And I know I'm using the extreme in this, but at the age of 42, he had 33 games. His ERA was 4.22. That's Greg Maddux. His fastball averaged 86 miles an hour there. And his earned run average was still only 4.22 at the age of 42. Well, that's a respectable earned run average. It's not a Greg Maddux earned run average, but it's a respectable earned run average.
You know, I talk about this a lot, being lucky versus being unlucky. He was very lucky in Atlanta. Go look at his whip. Look at how many guys he was putting on base last year. And if you watched him down the stretch.
Oh, we're talking about.
In Atlanta.
Morton.
Yeah, Morton.
You said Atlanta, and we were talking about Maddux.
I'm sorry. No, Atlanta and Morton. If you watch Morton down the stretch last year, and look, God knows how much DFS and gambling I've done in my lifetime. It's every damn day. Like, you could see that he was a gas can at the end of the year. Yeah. And when the team goes, hey, we're in the playoffs. We don't want you to start any game at all. Yeah. Like, it's got to tell you something. And by the way,
Ed, at the age of 42, Maddux, you know what his whip was?
No.
1.2 at the age of 42.
Yeah.
Less than a man and a half on the bases each inning. That's unbelievable, man. But my point is, I don't care about your velocity. Where are you putting the ball?
Yeah, Sagano's velocity ain't up there.
Yeah, but he's putting it where he wants it.
He can pitch, man.
Yeah, Morton's whip last year was 1.325 with Atlanta. And he had, again, an average ERA. I mean, it's very average. Usually they say 4.5 is where an average pitcher is going to be. Charlie Morton went 4 innings last night. He gave up 3 runs, and his ERA went down. That's how god-awful he's been. And as I was joking yesterday, if he threw a perfect game, his ERA is still crap. His whip is still crap. It's amazing.
Does he get another start?
Yeah.
Does he get another start, Ed?
I think he does.
I think he does, too. Yeah. I mean, someone's got to get on the mound.
This is the part of baseball that I hate. I absolutely despise is this, hey, we paid him this money, man. We got to see what we're going to get out of him. No. Yeah, I mean, first off, they spent more money this past year than they have in previous years, but that doesn't mean anything with the fact that, you know, you threw, what was it, $15, $16 million at Charlie Morton? I'd pay him $30 to go away.
Well, you already volunteered to drive him away.
And again, that's very nice, let me just say this, because if Charlie Morton hears me talking about him, he's probably like, that guy's an a-hole. I love Charlie Morton. I don't love him on the Orioles. I think the guy's been a great pitcher for his career, but it is what it is, man. Like, look at it. You put on more than 2 runners every inning. Yeah. You can't win that way. Every game he's pitched in, the Orioles have lost. Everyone.
We'll circle back to Charlie Morton, but here's my take, my displeasure. Again, Ed, Orioles gave up 5 runs in a game, they had no shot at. In baseball, you give up 5 runs. You shouldn't give up 5 runs every game, number one, but you should have a shot. They had no shot to get back into this game last night because they can't produce runs.
No, they can't. And that's the problem. Everybody, it seems to me, just from the temperature of the callers we get, everyone still focuses on pitching, pitching, pitching. They're not scoring runs.
Yeah.
Period. I mean, it's real, and that's what's really confounding.
Yeah, I mean, look, it's easy. We could sit here and talk about it. I mean, if we had a hitter that was going out there every single day and he's hitting 140, he's not driving in any runs, he doesn't walk, he strikes out every time he gets up, they're not going to put him in the lineup. And don't give me the Jorge Mateo thing with the righty-lefty because they were platooning and doing all that. I'm not listening to that. I'm talking about if you had a player, they would send his ass down, sit him on the bench, or guess what? Ow, that hurts. You're going on the IL. And like, there's nothing that's going to fix him, guys. He's 40-some years old. He's not going to get better. And even if he gets slightly better, is that good enough for you? It's not, with a 9-run ERA.
But what about the hitting?
I'm just saying, like, that. But that's with the hitting, if somebody was hitting the way he's pitching, they would not be playing. Period. Because it's an everyday thing. You'll go ahead and look at it.
They ain't scoring. Okay. What do you mean? The guy that's batting 212? The guy that's batting 207?
That's not equivalent to giving up nine runs. It's not a nine. You give up a run every inning you get into. Every inning he pitches, he gives up a run.
Jeremy, our leadoff hitter last night was batting 237.
You're not hearing what I'm saying. A bad pitcher has a five-run ERA. A bad hitter is hitting below 240. These guys, he has a nine-run ERA. It'd be like a hitter going 0 for 60. He does the exact opposite of what you need him to do.
Yeah, I mean, it's more like having a 167 average, not 240.
It's like having a radio terrible. Host that can't talk. It doesn't.
Who's that?
I'm just saying. No, I'm not. I'm saying you're looking at. You're asking.
I thought you throwing a veiled shot at somebody. I don't know nobody here.
No, I'm sitting here saying it'd be like me trying to teach a class on Korean.
It's a no-arm shortstop, Bucky LaGrange.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah,
he's really fast, though.
Hey, he hasn't had a hit in ever.
He almost gets to every ball.
Does. He's so close.
Ah, missed it by that much.
Well, they got Castillo coming to help us out. Luis Castillo.
Oh, my God.
Not that one.
No, you didn't get Luis A. Castillo. You got Luis F. Castillo.
It's Luis Miguel Castillo is the one we want, actually. I got excited last night. I was like, oh, what? Oh, my gosh. Luis Castillo. I was like, oh.
Which you knew what was going on when they said they sent them to AAA.
Yeah, I was like, wait, what? They said but even then, he only has a 3.29 ERA, but that's what we get excited about right now.
I know there's some of you out there who are probably as frustrated as Jeremy Kahn is, so we're going to ask them this question. Did we watch the end of the Charlie Morton experiment last night? 410-583-1057. Want to hear from you up next right here on The Fan.
I still think that I have the physical ability to go out there and be a halfway decent pitcher. I know that like it might sound crazy, but like not too long ago, I actually had a decent year. So it's really hard for me to think that there's not a possibility that I just go out there and I just have like a decent stretch or a decent year.
It leaves quickly though. Not too long ago, he's right. Not too long ago, he had a decent year. But you and I both know, Jeremy, you know as well. It leaves sometimes with a warning, sometimes without a warning. The success in your career
fall off the page.
Yeah,
yeah. It happened. You hit a wall.
And last year, you look at his numbers. You know. He had a 4.19 ERA, but Jeremy, you said there was a lot of luck involved in that.
Yeah. I mean, when you have a whip of 1.32 and you look at the way the end of the year went, the Braves could have used what? Starting pitching?
Mm-hmm.
And they didn't want him to start. So, you know, like this is something where you kicked the tires, you tried something, it didn't work out. This is where you say goodbye. That's it. You could, like, again, even when we talked to Elias this week, I had to talk about it. You have to bring that up because it's like, I understand that he doesn't have options. They can't send him down unless he accepts it. You have an option. You send him away from the team. And again, like, I don't care how many times he tells you, like, oh man, it's the stuff is good. It's just not working out. Nothing's working out. I mean, we've had games where he's walked multiple players from the bottom of the lineup and given up big innings. So I just stop it already.
Someone told me you can give me all the analytics and the numbers that you want, but you can't keep pushing this. Well, the analytics don't say he's good.
No,
There are no analytics.
This is only a financial decision right now, and they don't like. To be fair to the Orioles, they've had so many injuries. They're trying to get these guys back and plug in. But I'd rather give me some cat from AAA than to watch Charlie Morton do this. I'd rather watch somebody that's never pitched in the majors give up five runs in the first than to watch whatever Charlie Morton's going
to
do.
Let's go to Bel Air and get Randy. Randy, have we seen the last of the Charlie Morton experiment?
I don't think we have, unfortunately. Should we have seen the last of them? Absolutely. But I'm not so sure they're going to throw a young guy out there and destroy his career by throwing him into the fire. But Charlie Morton's in his own head. I mean, he said in that first clip you played, he thinks about it all day, how bad I pitched last night. I mean, at this point, I don't think he can bring it back. So you got to say goodbye.
Hey, Randy, thanks a lot for the call, man. He said, you know, he makes a sense that in this, Jeremy, if you have a young guy in AAA that's not ready, you don't ruin him just to replace Charlie Morton.
No.
And that makes sense.
I get that. But, like, again, if you're looking for a spot start once or twice and you're bringing up a guy, he gets a cup of coffee in the league, like, that's what happens. You know, you get a spot start and you get sent back down whether you pitch well or not.
Let's go to Ryan in Baltimore. What's up, Ryan?
Hey, good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Unfortunately, I don't think this is the end of the Charlie Morton experiment, because I think the Orioles try to focus on what he did now. And I think they're going to see that he only gave up only gave up three runs, which for him is a high mark. But I agree with the last call. I think he's in his head. You saw after he gave up the home run to Buxton. I don't know if you guys can read lips, but he said, "You've got to be effing kidding me," after he gave up that home run. So that's all I got to say. Thanks, gentlemen.
I thought he was reading my lips. That's what I said, too.
Yeah.
Let's go to Liberty Town and get Bill. What's up, Bill?
What's happening, guys?
Nothing much, man. What's going on?
I think Charlie Morton still pitches because I don't think Mike Elias's ego lets him stop.
It's not an ego thing. It's the fact that they're paying these guys, and honestly, they don't have other options to go to right now.
Why do you think Bill is an ego thing?
Because I think Elias thinks that pretty much every move he's made is golden.
Can you go by what people say? Because on this show a couple of days ago, he said, "I've made some moves that haven't panned out."
And he said, "I get it, but that kind of goes against
what you're saying, that he thinks every move is good. He admitted that they aren't good.
You could say one thing and believe another, correct?
I mean, that means you just believe what you want to believe.
Yeah, that's what you're saying. What you're saying is you're going to believe what you believe, and nobody's changing your mind. That's the way it is in society nowadays. Yeah. And the thing is, we had a couple people that honestly listened to that interview and said, "Hey, man, good questions."
One guy who criticizes them all the time.
Yes, but there's so many people. Look at these Homer questions. You guys are propaganda. Mike Elias. Who was the guy that said Mike Elias should be responsible for the injuries?
Yeah,
man, shut up, Tim. You idiot. What a moron.
How you ask me who's the guy that says his name? I don't know his name.
I know his name. I almost responded to him on Twitter, and I'm like, you know what? I ain't got time for this today.
Who's the guy? Shut up, Tim.
Yeah, idiot.
But, Ed, the guy said, "I've made some moves that haven't panned out." And your response to that, well, you can say whatever you want. Come on, right.
Yeah, well, that doesn't mean anything. Yeah, well, then... I don't know what to tell you, my friend.
What is that? I mean, what is that when you tell someone? He was just on the show the other day and he took ownership for it. Yeah, but he didn't mean it. So you talk to him all the time, you figured out who he is? I mean, come on, guys. Like, just be reasonable about certain things. Charlie Morton sucks.
What do you want him to be?
Reasonable.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Let's go to Rashad in Baltimore.
Oh, God bless it. This, too. Let's talk about the Cowboys.
Man, listen, man. I like how y'all set me up yesterday, man. Made me hang up and everything, man. That's why I don't like telling Joe what I'm going to talk about, man, because y'all had like 5 minutes to research this stuff. And
we're not researching you.
About the salary cap.
We got five calls on hold. You think we honestly have time to research what each one of you want to talk about?
No way you knew that stuff from the top of your head. Adam Jones' salary, Nick Marcakis' salary.
I absolutely knew those off the top of my head.
Why were those hard things to remember?
Because he wasn't watching baseball back then.
But you also,
it wasn't.
Rashawn, you got to factor this in too. We didn't have many guys to be excited about. So when they signed Marcakis and they signed Adam Jones, those were the biggest contracts we've seen in a while.
We do. I'll help you out, Jeremy. We do the Pete Carroll cheer.
Right. Yeah.
Hey, but listen, man, Falls Morton, though, man, like, it sucks that, you know, Falls, because he falls to service time. They can't send him down to the minors, you know, work on some things, though. But
where'd you learn that, Rashawn?
Somebody texted me this morning. I did my research first this morning, you know. I was a little smart. I reached out to Rob, you know, and asked some questions first before I called, made a fool of myself. So, you know, I'm learning. Trying to become a better man on the air. That's all. You know, I ain't trying to give out these facts like Trippy calling somebody, heard somebody on the podcast say this and say that, you know. Nah, man, we talk about facts here.
Hello.
No, but, yeah. But maybe, when is McDermott going to be ready, man? Like, it's going to be ready would you throw him in there, or you wouldn't want to ruin him?
He was a candidate to get called up at some point, Chase McDermott.
Oh.
He's already pitched one rehab start. He's going to have a couple. You're not going to typically see things like Zach Eflin, who goes for the one start, and then all of a sudden it's like, yeah, he's got a side session, you're back in the rotation. But looking at the situation, you need guys back in there.
Joe, you got an update for us? You just told me something.
Yeah, this is something Rock tweeted out yesterday. Kyle Brnovich got moved from Norfolk to Aberdeen. He could be an option next week. He 6 starts this year, 3.98 ERA with a whip of 1.39.
So it wasn't a demotion, it was logistics to keep him close?
Yes, it was. Yeah, because didn't they just do that? They just did that with somebody else recently, too. I think it was...
Eflin?
No, it was someone else that just made us. Brandon Young. They did that with him also.
Okay. All right, Rajon, have a good one, man. 410-583-1057. We're going to keep with this because you guys want to talk about this. Well, this will be Venting Thursday. Are we done with, have we seen the last of the Charlie Morton experiment? Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show.
Hey, everyone. Summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high-quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
I'm Tank Sinatra here with my co-host,
Investigator Slater.
We host the true crime podcast, Psychopedia.
Available on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to your podcasts.
On the Fan. 6:47 in the a.m. Have we seen the end of the Charlie Morton experiment? Chris in Parkville. Chris?
Morning. Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
Great show as always.
Thank you.
Like you guys were saying, I mean, where are the options? I think they're going to ride it out and everything. I'd like to talk to some of the people that want to hold a lot responsible for the injuries. That's a good one. What kind of stuff they're experimenting with?
Well, and that's we also had someone say, okay, they lost Grayson and Eflin, and he's like, but that can't be the only reason. I was like, well, how about Kowser, Gunner, Westberg, Tyler O'Neill, Kittredge? Where do you want to keep going with this? Even the guys. I mean, look, there. You can bitch about the offseason and be upset, and I'm fine with that. If you feel like they didn't do enough, that's up to you, depending on how you feel. But the logical reason of what's going on right now is because of injuries.
Someone hit me up. They're making it tough to be supportive fans. Supposed to go to 2 games next week, and I don't want to go to either. Mm. This is what you're going to run into when the weather starts getting warm, and we talk about this all the time. I have options. Don't make me explore them.
Yeah, absolutely. And as you mentioned, especially now.
Yeah.
People are going to be heading to the beach. People are going to be traveling. There's a lot of other options right now.
I'm driving. I'm talking just general speaking. I'm driving to the ocean. Mm-hmm. Do I want to listen to Orioles baseball or do I want to listen to Apple Music?
Exactly.
Those are your options. You know what I mean? Yeah. You want to make them listen to Orioles baseball. Yep. Johnny in Baltimore. What's up, man?
Hey, guys. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Rob, I loved what you said before the break, ranting Thursday.
That's right.
Ranting Thursday. So I'm going to rant a little bit. First off, I love what you guys did with Mike Elias, that interview you guys did a few days ago.
Thank you.
You thought you asked him the right questions. I'm still baffled by his statement that Charlie Morton has great stuff.
I mean, Charlie just said it last night, too.
So. Right. He's got great stuff, but he can't get batters out. That's pretty difficult when you're a starting pitcher in Major League Baseball.
Well, you should have good stuff when they pay you $16 million. You can buy whatever you want. I mean, that's the only kind of good stuff he has right now. His pitching sucks.
Precisely. You can have good. I think if he goes to Aberdeen right now, he's getting tagged for 5 earned runs in 2 innings. But that's a different story. That's a different story. I think that despite what Orioles fans think, Charlie Morton is, yes, a main problem, but he's not the main reason why you're 7 games out, 22 losses. My real rant is with these bats, this offense, and how lifeless they look at the plate.
Yeah.
And I understand the injuries to Tyler O'Neill, Ramon Urias. The list can go on and on. We overcame that adversity in 2023, 2024. What's the excuse now? Gunnar's swinging at the first pitch, popping it up. Same with Cedric Mullins. It's just bad at-bats, and they look lifeless. And you feel, as a fan, if you get down by 2 earned runs, I almost want to change the channel because this team doesn't have any fight to come back.
It's fair.
Yeah. When the Twins scored 3 runs last night and went down 3-1, I'm falling like, oh, what are you going to do now? You know, what are you going to do now?
Rely on Charlie.
You know, I mean, and we were saying, was it like just recently we were loving Cedric Mullins? You guys watch what he's been doing lately?
Who, Mullins?
Yeah.
Well, he's streaky, man. He's very streaky.
Where's that extension?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's why he shouldn't be the leadoff hitter.
The team's not loyal.
That's why. Exactly. He's not a leadoff hitter. He's not. I'm sorry. He's fast. Okay. That's great. We use that for everything. He's fast. Okay. That's not the only qualifications of a leadoff hitter.
I mean, he was a leadoff hitter in the old roster because
all they had.
You got better options now.
410-583-1057 is the number. Let's go to Dave in Salisbury. What's up, Dave?
Yeah, thanks for taking my call this morning, guys.
Good morning, Dave.
Just want to talk about the Orioles situation again. I think the Orioles maybe should make a trade with the Marlins and try to get like a Kyle Stowers. I know we had him, and I was kind of curious. Let me get your take on this. Why did they really trade for a Kyle Stowers for? I thought he was going to be a pretty good ball player, you know, with average and hitting. And
what are you guys doing, man?
What are you talking about?
What are you guys doing? I'm sorry. Go ahead, Dave.
Yeah, I mean, get your take on this. I mean, don't you think Kyle Stowers could have been a good addition to this party?
I have our take already.
I mean, Dave, when was he going to play here?
He's gone.
Oh, come on, man.
You guys laughing at him.
How do you spell Stowers? Is it the same way as Stowers? Here, let me look this up. Let me go back to Stowers here.
You're too rude.
Come on, man. I love Dave. But that's just ridiculous.
Kyle Stowers, by the way, this year is 34 games, batting .303, OPS of .879.
Hey, remember
6 home runs, 25 RBI.
Remember last year when we were through all those games with Joey Ortiz and everybody was telling you what idiot you were?
Yeah.
Those people didn't call back at the end of the year or any time this year to talk about Ortiz. Why? Because he's not doing anything. Stowers didn't do anything when he got down there. I'm hoping he continues and we got to listen to you guys bitch about them trading him. Because I'd like to see him do well. He's going to get every opportunity to fail with the Marlins. But you guys got to be out of your mind if you think he's going to keep these numbers up.
Joey Ortiz finished up last year at .239, OPS .726, 11 home runs. Right now, he's .175, OPS of .442, no home runs.
On the interstate.
His WAR is negative.
And so when people go for small sample sizes, when the Orioles saw him in 2023 and he batted .067 and 30 at-bats.
Who's this?
Kyle Stowers. I mean, so when they called him up in 2023 and he got 30 at-bats and hit .067 with a .152 on base percentage, and by the way, his slugging, .067, where were you guys at then screaming that he should be getting more at-bats? Like, everybody screamed about it when they traded because you didn't like Trevor Rogers. And I get that. That's fine. They traded for Trevor Rogers because they gave him a lefty with an extra year on the deal that they can, you know, they could slide him into the rotation this year. But he was so bad last year, and he's hurt this year. He ain't get to see him.
I got nothing.
It's like when people bring up the Kloem thing too, and why'd you keep Perez? And I agree with you on, like, Kloem's a better pitcher. You had Perez under contract, right?
Mm-hmm.
You went and got Kittredge because you had your They did a lot of things that have not worked out. And some of those things, I'd say a lot of those things haven't worked out because of injury. Some of it's just poor play. I mean, you can't sit here. You're going to blame the manager that Westberg went 0 for 30, that Gunner started the season on the IL. forced his way back in and came back soon. And you look at the numbers and see what he's done. We've seen this from other players. Tyler O'Neill gets hurt. That's your offseason signing. Oops, what are you going to do there? Colton Cowser, your rookie of the year. You know, and you mentioned all the other ancillary pieces be filling in. Nobody thought Emmanuel Rivera would be doing anything on this team.
No. You know, because you had Ramon Urias. Now he's hurt too.
And the other part of this too is, like, I see people when Kobe Mayo's in a lineup and he goes 0-for in his first two games, that they tag on the 0-for that he had last year and say, look at what he's done in the majors. Jesus Christ, guys. Come on. You're adding in two games. He's been up for two games. It's not none of this is a large enough sample size to go, yep, that's a mistake. That's, well, we know the Charlie Morton one is. But
give out shovels at 7:15, but on the other side, Ravens, for the first time since 2017, the Ravens did not take a skilled player in the first five rounds. Does this tell us about how Monken and EDC and Harbs feel about the offense? Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan.